Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests. We've got two of them today. Melinda Johnson is in the house. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you with us. Emily Emmerhart is in the house. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you as well. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner. Plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, as we do every day, we celebrate on Ron Siegel Radio. We have to find out if there's something good to celebrate. It's always something good to celebrate. We might have to look a day forward, look a day backward. But I am looking at today's celebrations, and I think we might have a winner here. National Color Day? Nah, I don't think so. National Nut Day? Well, having beaten anorexia, we might go with National Nut Day. But Melinda, this one's just for you. National Make a Dog's Day.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah, see, we brought that one just for you today. So we've got it. We got a winner on this one. I figured that you would enjoy National Dog Day. So we'll have fun with the dogs out there. Alex, you can't hear me. Oh, I always love it when you can't hear me. It's actually, my wife says that I sound better that way. But let's see if we can figure out why you're not here. Can you hear me now? Alex, just ping me. Let me know. I can't. Let's see if we can figure this out with our technological gurus, although I am not one of them. Let's see if we've got maybe I can check it out right here on my phone.
Hear me? It's actually
Alex, turn the speakers up. I just put it on my phone and it's working just fine. Maybe you know Indy and she doesn't want to hear me. I could be the issue right there. Let's check out the markets right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 50 points, S&P up 2 points. We're looking at oil up 84 cents a barrel. Interest rates, the 10-year Treasury down just a little bit. That's some good news. Let's see what else is going on. Speaking of the new, now, you know, this is I found this story this morning, and I love feel-good stories. Every once in a while, now in the opening monologue, I don't always get in to feel-good stories, but, you know, we talk a little bit on the broadcast about millennials. Sorry, Emily, we'll talk about millennials here. But you might like this story. You might enjoy this one. I don't know if you know Adam Newman. Ever heard of Adam Newman? Most people have not. And most of the people have not heard of him for good reason. I mean, he filled a box of cereal on his private plane going to Israel. He filled it with marijuana. Wasn't a good idea. Tried to start a new company called WeWork. They had a little bit of a problem there, so they had to pull the IPO. So what happens when you have an IPO like that that goes south? Well, maybe if you came up with a good idea, think about this one. I would like this possible. So think about this. He has an IPO. It goes south. They pull the IPO, and he just sells his company. Now, when it goes south like that, you might think that the guy gets kicked out of the company. Not in America today. He got $1.7 billion so that he doesn't go to work anymore. Now, for 10% of that, I will stop working anytime anybody wants to. Right? $1.7 billion. He got $700 million they gave him for his shares in the stock. $700 million. He got another $500 million loan so he could pay back his debts to J.P. Morgan. $185 million consulting fee. Now, I'm just throwing this out there. He starts the company, blows the IPO, drops the stock price, and he's going to get $185 million in consulting money? Is he consulting them on what not to do in business? I'm just kind of curious about that one. I don't know what he's consulting them for, but $1.7 billion not to work any longer. I think I can handle that. You know, again, 10%, I wouldn't mind that part of it. Let's move right along and talk about another interesting character.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Mitt Romney back in the news again. Now, you got to love this one because has anybody heard anything about bots and fake accounts on Facebook and on Twitter? Well, do you think it might come out that a United States senator has a fake account on Twitter? Yeah, that would be Mitt Romney. He has a fake account so he can harass the president of the United States. And he's even confirmed that it's his account. You got to love that. Romney, unbelievable. Let's or should we call him Pierre Delecto? I don't know if maybe they spelled that wrong. Maybe it's derelict, but it says Delecto on my notes here. But that's Mitt Romney for you. Talk about another loser. Amazing. But here's a fascinating story. I love this one because I like it when a coach stands up and does the right thing. How about the Clemson Tigers coach, Dabo Swinney? So he has a cornerback that ends up getting in a little bit of trouble here. He decides that if football was supposed to be boxing, that's probably not the right idea. But he decides to take a punch at a guy on the field, gets kicked out of the game. So what does Dabo do? Well, he tells the kid he's not going to be allowed on the team plane going home, 438 miles. Here's a bus ticket. Sit on the bus for the next, what's that going to be, about 10-hour trip home? So I guess maybe you give him a little bit of time to think about it. Just throw that out there next time you're thinking about punching somebody in a ball game. Might not be the best idea in the world. Good for you, Dabo. I like it when these coaches decide that players can't get away with doing some of these things that they think they're above every rule in the book. Speaking about rules in the book, the story that keeps on giving. Every morning I have the opportunity to share another story of Hillary Clinton.
You don't know better than that.
Yeah. How about this one? Now we've got another one. Tulsi Gabbard is the latest one to be accused of being a Russian asset by Hillary Clinton. Now, think about this. So far, it's Tulsi Gabbard, it's Jill Stein, and President Trump. Wonder what they all have in common. Very little. But let's look at the next step of this, kind of fascinating to me. There is a women's conference in Washington, D.C. today that Tulsi Gabbard is going to be speaking at. And, oh, yeah, Hillary Clinton was supposed to be there also. Does it surprise anybody that Hillary Clinton pulled out of the event?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, Tulsi Gabbard, a veteran, decides, you know something, I have no problem debating Hillary Clinton on the fact that as a military veteran that, you know, I'm probably not a Russian asset. But Hillary Clinton decides, you know, I don't think I want to have that conversation in person. She might have it in front of both people that went for her book signing. I don't know, but it might have been in front of both of them that she is debating. Just continue throwing that story. It's great listening to Hillary Clinton stories. Another one of the intellects that we have, the chairman of the House Lack of Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, is in the news. Yeah, he's the one that went up and made up the story about President Trump and reading the conversation, supposedly reading the conversation that the president had with the president of Ukraine, only it was Schiff's version of the conversation. It had nothing to do with the truth. Of course, that's Adam Schiff anyway, isn't it? Just my opinion there. But in a partisan vote, the House of Representatives decide, you know, it's okay to lie up there. I just guess that's allowable. And by a vote of 218 to 185, they are going to table the resolution to censure Adam Schiff, chairman of the Lack of Intelligence Committee. Moving right along, Justin Trudeau wins another term, so they've got more liberals in Canada. That's a good thing, I guess, for the Canadians. Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he's in Parliament today. He's talking about the Brexit. Does that story ever die? Just throw that out. To deal with that one, I'm moving right along. The news, am I the only one that sees this news other than the first couple of things there? Not a whole lot of excitement in the news today. We had a lot to talk about, so we're going to get on with our broadcast today. We've got a ton. Hey, how about that iBuyer thing? I'm hearing a lot of people saying, you know, I like that iBuyer. Do you know the truth? We're going to chat about that today. We've got some great information. I'm going to try and show you some visuals. I like show and tell, but every once in a while it works. Technology is grand. Depending on the price of your home, you're going to need advice. Yeah, I would say if that's over $10,000, that'll be the price that we'll talk about. So we'll get into that. Credit monitoring apps boost your credit score. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsegalradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank credit bureau made a mistake in your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special public rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our good friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You've got the phone. Make the call. You'll be able to. Here's an interesting one. I just did this scenario for a gentleman yesterday, one of our private clients. Love talking about these scenarios that are able to be done. So he's got a 4% interest rate on a $1 million loan. We're going to increase his loan by $1 to $1.3 million, increase his interest rate to 4.75, and he's going to save $3,000 a month on his household debt. That's the idea of having professional guidance. Speaking of professional guidance in the Mortgage Minute today, I need you to understand something, because unfortunately, a lot of people get their information from places like CNBC and Diana Olick, who I got to change my line. I used to say that the next time she gets something right, it'll be the first time. But she did get something right once. I think it was last quarter. Today, the report is that the existing home sales numbers came out at horrible, horrible numbers. And nobody's buying houses. Nobody wants a house. That's from CNBC. So let's look at what it really means so that you get a real understanding of what's happening in the marketplace, because the existing home sales report for September measures closings in the month of September. Buyers shopping for homes probably July or August decreased by 2.2%. That is the headline. That's all they understand. That's what they're going to tell you. So here's the facts of what's really going on. The pullback follows a month, the prior month being August, that was a 17-month high, second or third best number of all time. Okay, so being down a little bit after an all-time high is not horrible. It doesn't tell you the fact that the amount of properties available for sale dropped. So how can you have an increase in sales if the amount of properties dropped? They didn't go on to tell you the thing that's most important. I don't know about you. I really don't care how many houses sell this month or last month or the month before that. If I'm selling a house, I care about my house. If I'm buying a house, I care about my house. If I own a house, I care about my property. So what's really important, and they don't want to tell you this, that at the same time, median home price was reported up 5.9%. And Diana Olick went on to say that that's the problem. Home prices are up 5.9% and people are upset. Really? Now, I don't know about you, but I talk to a lot of people all day long, every week. I don't know anybody that says to me, you know something, I want my home price to go down a little bit. I'd love to see it drop by 5.9%. Now, they don't want to talk about that. So the inventory at the end of August was down 2.7% year over year. Current sales pace, 4.1 month supply, up from 4.0 months last month. But again, if you've got properties that are up 5.9% or the median home price, now I'm not going to, well, I'll tell you the median home price. It doesn't count for California because we don't have median homes here. Right? Median home price nationally, $272,000. That's our down payments in many instances. But 5.9%. Why don't they want to tell you that part of it? First-time homebuyers represented 33% of sales, up from 31%. Another good sign for the economy. Cash transactions are 17%. That was down from 19%. Distressed sales account for 2% of the market, unchanged from August. Those are all really good numbers. Every one of those are good numbers. But the headline from CNBC is that home sales disappoint again. Unbelievable, but you know, maybe I think I've got, wait a second. Diana Olick is walking in the studio.
You're absolutely useless.
Yeah, I think that's her theme song. Unbelievable. Don't watch that information. Get it right here, Ron Siegel Radio. We'll give you the real scoop. Just the numbers that really mean something to you, because not everybody's going to go inside the numbers, right? Anybody can read a headline and get that information. It's inside the numbers that matters. We're going to really go inside the numbers here in just a minute, but that's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So inside the numbers, we had a conversation last week, and I found it fascinating because, you know, I'm not in real estate. I'm a radio guy. I do a little lending here and there, maybe a little investing. And I overheard a conversation talking about, you know, some of these new newfangled things out there, right? Purple bricks, they're gone because they were going to go out there and revolutionize the world. Now we see all these dumb commercials out there that tell you that you don't need to pay a real estate professional. Now, I've been doing my radio program 10 years now, and I've been many times referred to as a realtor honk, right? Because I believe in professional guidance. I've hired CPAs, I've hired attorneys, I've hired professionals to handle my real estate transactions. Even, in fact, one of them's here, that handles my real estate transactions. Even though I've got a real estate license, I am not qualified to handle a real estate transaction. We're chatting there about these new technological resources. And Melinda Johnson, Freedom First Properties, in the house. Emily Eberhardt, lawyer's title.
Yes.
She's actually even got her coffee cup. She
always
brings it with her.
Always be branding.
Always be branding.
And it matches her outfit.
See, color coordinating as well.
I thought that was just for dollars. Whatever works, right? So I'm going to kind of step aside a little bit here today because, again, I'm not the real estate professional. I'm not the agent. You know, and I believe that it doesn't matter what in any event, any vocation, I don't care what it costs. What I'm most important, what means something to me is the bottom line. Why is it that the biggest investors in the world pay the highest commissions in the world? Right? If you've got a $10 million account or a $5 million account, you're going to go and talk to a hedge fund and they're going to charge you 3% commission and 20% of the profit. If I said that to the average investor that, you know, I'm going to charge 20% of the profit and 3% maintenance, they're going to laugh you out of the room. But the serious people, the wealthy, they understand what that means and they understand why it's important. So we were talking, Melinda, at the meeting last week about this concept of iBuyers. And there's even another company that I don't even know the name of. Was it iBuyer and somebody else?
I think iBuyer is the generic name.
Okay.
There are other names. I don't know if you want me to mention other names.
Oh, I don't care. I mean,
Opendoor is one of the iBuyers.
So explain what that is.
So what they do is they have radio commercials advertising that they are there for convenience. They'll do two things. One, buy your house, they say, at fair market value, immediately, instantaneously, and offer you less paperwork.
I like that idea. I like the idea of, you know, quick, easy. I don't have to have my house as a set it up as a museum. So there's got to be a catch.
Well, there is. So their fees are, which they do not call commissions, they call service fees.
Oh, okay. So we've got misleading us, number one.
Yes. So, okay. Well, not initially. They're pretty open. Let's take Opendoor since we've mentioned their name. They will disclose on their website that their commissions, which start at 7%, which they call fees, can go as high as 14%.
Okay.
But that's 14%. Not the only cost. Yeah.
That's a steep number. So, and we hear, I hear all the time saying, well, why commission too high? That's the commercial, is that commissions are too high.
Right. That's what Purple Bricks launched on, was that commissions were too high. So now you've got the iBuyers who are going in the other direction and they're, you know, quadrupling the commission as fee, as they call it.
Okay. So that's the idea right there. The first concept is commission. There's no free lunch.
Right.
Right. So they're going to call it a fee as opposed to a commission. So it sounds good. So there's no commission. It's just a fee.
Right. Up to 14%.
Up to 14%. You got to love that idea.
Right. I don't know an agent who wouldn't love a 14% commission / fee.
Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine 14%? And I'm not too quick in numbers, but $830,000 median home price in Orange County, California. Does that come out to about $120,000 in commission?
Indeed, it does.
Right around there.
And unfortunately, that's not going to be your only expense, Ron.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so we'll stick with Opendoor. You can go to their website and check it out. They also have a giant section called TBD.
TBD. Oh, okay. So I get to go in blind too.
Right. Yes. So
is that negotiated?
Well, it's no, it's basically what they present to you as the required repairs. And it's not based on your actual house. It's just based on their determination of what's average. So there was a podcast that had done a study in the Las Vegas market in about the $300,000 price point for this particular company. And their average TBD was 10%.
Really?
So, and I, with the exception of one house in my 14 years, there's never been a 10% TBD, which is basically your negotiated request for repairs.
That's just amazing. So you're looking right there, if my math is correct, again, we're talking about 24%. So on that $800,000 property, we're talking about $200,000 in costs.
Correct.
And we haven't even talked about title, escrow, any of those other expenses.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really astronomical. And what they do in their initial presentation is they say, you know, we're going to give you a fair market value offer. In fact, I just got one on in the mail for one of the properties that we own. And they really do offer you at relatively at market value, not always, but right there. So the initial offer looks very attractive until you subtract out the 14% in fees and the 5 to 10% in the quote TBD. And then you're giving up a quarter of your property for that convenience.
So there might be some good uses for that, but let's chat about that when we come back. You're talking to Ron, listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to dig into the numbers and see what these numbers really, really mean. We're going to also get into, if I can find my notes, my computer's doing wacky stuff on me. It actually does exactly what I tell it, so maybe I am the wacky one. Depending on the price, you're going to need advice, credit monitoring apps, boost your credit, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With a third fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-9090. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you're already in your dream home, check out what the county recorder knows about your property. Check out what the market knows about your property. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Get that information as well. Totally free. All services from your friends at Ron Siegel Radio. Depending upon the real estate price, you're going to need advice. To understand today's complex real estate market is critical to have a local, trusted advisor on your side for more reasons than you may think. In real estate today, there are essentially three different price points in the market: the starter home market, the middle home market, and the premium or luxury market. Each one is unique, and depending on the city, the price point in these categories will vary. For example, a starter or lower end home in San Francisco, California, just a little bit more expensive than almost any other part of the country. So let's look at what some of these tiers are. The starter home market varies by price. These homes are typically purchased by first-time home buyers or investors looking to flip them for a profit. Across the country, homes in this space currently have less than 6 months of inventory for sale. That means there are not enough homes on the lower end of the market for the number of people who want to buy them. Low supply like this generally increases competition, drives bidding wars, and sets up an environment where homes sell above the listing price. According to data from the National Association of Realtors on Realtor.com, quote, the desire for affordability continues to push down the inventory for homes listed for less than, again, national numbers, $200,000. Middle home market. This segment is often thought of as the move-up market. Typically, the buyer in this market is moving up to a larger home, more custom home, more features, all coming at a higher price. Across the country, this market is looking more balanced than the lower end of the market, meaning it has closer to a six-month supply of inventory for sale. That's about the neutral area. Premium or luxury market, this is the top end. Top end is relative in every area. There are more homes available in this premium and luxury space, leading to more of a buyer's market here. Bottom line, depending upon the segment of the market and the price point you're looking at, you're going to need the advice of a true local market expert. So let's chat about these things when you are ready to make that purchasing decision. Actually, we might want to chat about it a few months before you're ready to make that purchasing decision. That's just getting a game plan together. You're going to be spending a lot of money. Anywhere in Southern California, you're really looking at $400 to $1 million just to be in those first two categories. I think you might want to do some homework ahead of time and give me a call at 800-306-1990. We'll put you in touch with a great real estate professional in those markets to help you out and learn them. Melinda, what are you finding in the area? Are you finding those numbers to be somewhat accurate in Southern California?
Yeah, if you're talking about the lack of supply numbers, absolutely, yes.
Especially. So you've got those three different groups. And
yep.
So it's just, you know, and this is Taxifornia. So, I mean, there's a lot of people moving out of this area too. So, again, the number, the information I'm giving you is national. We talk National Association of Realtors. That's national end. That's not the, that's not your market. Melinda's here in your market, our market. So that's kind of getting you down a little more granular in the area. But that is the real-time real estate segment. We've got along the bottom of the screen all the messages there so you can actually text and get the services that are best for you and your family. But let's get back to our conversation this morning. We are chatting with Melinda Johnson, Freedom First Properties, Emily Eberhardt, Lawyers Title, about some of these different programs that are out there. The I'm not going to say that they're scams because they're really not. They're just not totally forthcoming, right? In a 30-second commercial, you're not going to find out about 24% in potential fees from these different services, or the fees and TBDs. They're not going to call it commissions. But do you think they're doing those commercials for free? Do you think the TV stations are giving them to you? So, Emily, you've got some breakdowns on how these numbers really work, don't you?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so if I can figure out how to get the numbers to show up on the screen, do I have the first slide right?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us how something, and I'm going to see if I can enlarge this. And I know we've got a bit of a delay on the screen there, but this one's showing a loan balance.
Right. So we have an app that basically just supplies the real estate agent with the knowledge of how they compare against these iBuyer companies.
Okay.
So all the numbers are already automatically loaded within the system. There's just a couple of things that you would need to plug in. So on this first screen, you would add in the loan balance. So this is just an example, but I put in $427,000.
Okay.
The interest rate is already automatically in there, as well as the property taxes. You would just hit next on that page.
Okay, so I want to get to here because I'm just trying to figure out how some of these different numbers work. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I'm making you do this without even being able to see very well, right?
It's okay, no problem.
I'm glad that you show this to a lot of people because. So I'm looking at a price here now. Now we jumped to $950,000.
Let's see what page you're on here. So that's a little bit further down the line. So before you got to that screen, there's actually one more.
Okay.
Where you would put in the fair market price.
Fair market price. Okay.
So it is that page right
here. Right here. Okay.
Yes. So that would come next after you put in the loan balance.
Okay. So now I've got a fair market, a market price of $950,000, agents. Okay. So what we're really doing here, and we're going to be showing this as soon as it comes up on the screen. But what you want to be looking at here is we're comparing it. Now, I don't want a tutorial because I get bored very, very easily.
Right.
And I've got a very short attention span.
Exactly. So this is just supplying you guys with the knowledge of how they kind of operate.
Now, wait, got to go back because I'm slow and simple.
Sure.
So this is one of those things that I got to get from a real estate professional, right?
Yes.
So I go to my local real estate professional who knows Emily and gets a copy of this app.
Yep, it's free.
And we can actually get this information here. So we're on this $950,000 screen that is over there on the far right. Is that the correct one?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so explain what I'm looking at here, Emma.
So what you're looking at is we entered in the market price, and basically they would offer something close to 90% of that market value.
They being the online service.
All the iBuyers. So like Melinda was saying earlier, that's, you know, Opendoor, OfferPad, Knock, Zillow Offers, a couple other ones.
So they're going to offer somewhere around $860,000.
Right? Correct.
Okay.
Yes. And that service fee right below would be 7% roughly. Like she said, they can really go anywhere from 6 to 14%. So they don't really have to stay within any boundaries like an agent would.
Well, an agent doesn't have any boundaries either, do they?
Well,
they really control more its market because we certainly would not ask Melinda if there's a fixed pricing on any of these.
Right, things. Depending on what you're willing to do. Exactly. Right,
so the agent really has flexibility of what they want to go to. There's there's a market norm, right, Melinda? It's
correct. Yes.
You know, it's going to be, what, 4 to 6% somewhere in that range?
Fair market value at work.
Although I did go to a seminar with one of the big coaches, and they actually promote the idea of 7%, but that's a different conversation.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're looking at roughly, let's make sure I get this right. So we're looking at $950,000, 6%, repairs $1,500. Then we have the next option is $850,000, or is it the same option there, Emily? $855,000 at 90% of market.
I'm trying to see where you're looking.
So why are we looking at 90% of market over there on the far right?
That's what the typical iBuyer is going to price your home at.
Okay, so a real estate professional. Okay, so the iBuyer, they're basically going to buy the property from me.
Mm-hmm.
So they're already negotiating at the very beginning, and their job, since they're the buyer, is to come in at a lower price.
Yes.
Melinda's job representing the sellers to try and get them the maximum
price. Completely opposite way of thinking.
So we've got a whole different set of goals that we're looking at here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're trying?
Yes, 100%. And they're very not upfront about their fees, just like Melinda said. So we calculate that into our program about how they're charging that service fee. And so to the consumer, they're thinking service fee as, you know, something that they're spending on marketing dollars or to showcase your home, when really it's it's basically their commission as well.
Their commission. So because they're not going to have to do the staging and they're not going to be doing any advertising.
Right. They're trying to sell that home as fast as they can and get rid of it.
So are they really, are they buying it with a seller in mind, or are they just buying it for inventory?
And they buy it for inventory.
Okay. So as long, again, there's nothing wrong with all these different issues. If the issue is just being transparent with it, right? Is that the, okay, so now I'm looking at a page that says listing information 427. Did I
right. So that was before this page. So that's okay. But the idea behind it is just that you're prepared with this so that as the agent, you can show your value and how much more that seller would net essentially with using an agent versus these iBuyers who don't really keep you in mind as the seller.
That's the big issue. We're going to talk more with Emily and Melinda about this when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the fine. I know, Alex, doesn't it look, you'd actually think I know what I'm talking about, right, buddy? We come back, we're going to talk about credit monitoring apps that can boost your credit score. You can reach me anytime. Off their number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. Back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The York Matters. Creditize.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They're all wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Just go to the site. Jeff Sipes and his team at Blue Water Credit would be more than happy to get you some information on correcting your credit report. When you do that, you'll actually find that it increases your score. And you want to increase your score because there's a lot that goes with that, right? When you're thinking about buying a house, buying a car, buying furniture, if you're doing it on credit, you shouldn't be. But all of those different things, are they're going to be looking at your credit scores. You have 9 different credit scores at least, right? There's 3 credit scores that matter for the mortgage world, 3 credit scores that matter for the automotive world, 3 credit scores that matter for the credit card world. They're all different. Those are all just the FICO scores. On top of that, you've got the FICO scores. They're the ones you get from places like Credit Karma, Credit Sesame. Those are all FICO scores. Many times when you get them on your credit card bills or your statements, those are FICO scores as well. If it doesn't say FICO, you're not getting a true FICO score. And in most instances, you're having to pay for the FICO score. I am a big fan of myfico.com. I have that for both myself and my wife. I am a tech nerd, so I get to see what my credit score is probably 3 or 4 times a day. Every time it changes, every time there's something new that's reported, it changes. So you can see what's going on. You can actually see what's affecting your score. Credit.com. They've got an app as well that'll help you find your FICO score if you want it. Lock and Alert from Equifax, they're one of the ones that started with the FICO scores. So they wanted to use that. They call it Vantage score. They don't call it FICO. Sorry, that's just your local radio host term. Lexington Law, their idea is to sell you credit repair services and get you on a monthly fee for life. That's the idea there. ScoreSense, they're pretty decent. They've got some legitimate, you can pay them a premium to get the legitimate scores. So there are a number of different places. Just a local radio host tip. Once you've gone to any one of these places to get your legitimate FICO score, pay them for a month or two, then call them. Do not text. Do not email. Call and cancel. When you call and cancel, they're going to say, what if I drop the price in half? Will you stay with the service? And oh, by the way, you might just want to. So that's just a little tip from your neighborhood to give you a little money. That's the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. Go talk to our friend Jeff Sipes and his team. No, I don't own the company. I don't have any relationship to the company. He just helps a lot of our listeners. Continuing our conversation, we are talking about these iBuyer programs, these online services. And I'm getting educated today. Emily is going through this cool app that she gives away to real estate professionals. I'm obviously not a professional because I'm just seeing screenshots, things making noises at me. But we're learning together. It's show and tell with Emily. So we're actually able to put. So we're going to put another one of these pictures on the screen and open market iBuyer. So Melinda, you and I were talking about this. We've talked about this many times in the past, that there's a time and place for many, many different things.
Absolutely. Different products, different circumstances.
Right. And there's some people that want the maximize, and it's kind of funny when we say that. Do you want to maximize the sale price of your property, or do you want to minimize it? Well, the answer is it depends.
Right.
Right? Because if you want something quick and easy, you might be willing to back in the height of the crisis, I had a friend of mine that worked for a very, very large insurance company. And the company, when they were doing their transfer, they actually said they're willing to pay the fair market value to the client. So the client said, I don't care what I get for it. I just want to go quick because the company's going to match whatever the offers are. So there's different times that you want different reasons, right? Estates sometimes want to just sell quick.
Right. Beneficiaries just want to be done.
So, but what we're looking at is the retail consumer that wants to move up, right size, downsize, all those different issues. And we've got a new screen here that's blinking at us. And Although, thank goodness it's not blinking on my computer here. Hopefully, it's not blinking at home for you. But, Emily, I know that you've got this whole thing mastered. So,
yes.
What are we looking at here?
So, basically, the cost of convenience. So, by going with an iBuyer, you know, working with these companies, yes, you may get your home sold quicker, but you're not going to get the max value of your house, and you could potentially lose 25% of the market value of your home. So like Melinda said, if you're a beneficiary and you want to get rid of your home quickly, that's one thing. But if you really want to get full value for your home, then you need to make sure that you go through an agent, and they have to be using this app so you can really see the difference.
So just throwing dollars and cents, $800,000. I rounded Orange County down to $800,000 as a median home price. Hard to believe that that is our median. That is a legitimate number for Orange County, California. I know San Francisco is a little higher. So we're talking about $200,000 for convenience.
A very, very big loss, essentially.
I could be inconvenienced for $200,000.
Right. I definitely could.
Melinda, do you see a lot of people could try using this as the competition in the marketplace?
No. Okay. But it's a heavy push and it's entry into the marketplace. And there's a lack of education is the problem, because they don't promote it as, you know, this is for a special circumstance. They promote it for this is your average consumer. And keep in mind, a house is usually the largest asset and investment that your average consumer has. So are you willing to just wipe 25% off of that?
So I'm looking at this, and when you working with a professional, a real estate professional, and I'm looking at the comparison that Emily's app shows. And I should go back to that screen so everybody can see it, but my old eyes don't let me see very well when I had it on the screen here. Emily, I'm going to walk through this page here.
Yes, that's the most important page.
Okay, good. So even as a simple person, I can look at this page here, and it's comparing a property that the realtor believes is a $950,000 purchase or value of the property.
Right.
So that's what the realtor would list it for. You know, maybe they're going to get 4 or 5% one way or the other on the sales price. Because, Melinda, sometimes you list price properties that are lower and you get higher than what they're listed
right,
for.
They
right.
They actually get bid up.
They get bid up. So iBuyers coming here on this one in this hypothetical that we've got on the screen right now, $855,000. The balance here, is that what the consumer owed is $427,000?
Yes, and right out the gates, they're already lowering the price substantially, so you're losing money right there.
So that's about an 8% haircut right there alone on the just from the list price to the iBuyer price. So call that about an 8% haircut. We've got a balance here. Closing costs, we didn't even talk about $5,500 to $5,800.
Relatively comparable.
Right. We've got prorated taxes we're dealing with. So the real estate agent at a 6% commission has a $57,000 commission.
Right. And then if you look at the column over, it's zero for those iBuyers. So they're trying to trick you on that standpoint.
Right. So we're looking at that part of it. So they're showing a zero, which is what the advertisement or the commercial says.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see what the FTC says about this.
Exactly.
Service fee, though, they're saying a 7.1% just for fun. That comes out to $60,705. So at a 7.1% service fee compared to the 6% commission is 5% higher.
Yes.
Okay. The repairs. Now, I see a lot of repair orders go through. In fact, we've got one in the Central Coast right now. It's a $1,300,000 house, and the repair order was about $3,000. Is that a normal number, Melinda?
Yeah.
Okay. This one here, the example is repairs $1,500
with an agent.
Now, here's the big issue: when you've got an agent, Melinda, do you ever negotiate repair orders?
All the time.
Right. Now, if you're going with this buyer service, you don't have that luxury, right?
Right.
So they come in and they say $21,000. Now, maybe you guys don't know this. Can you back out of this deal when you get down to this repair order down the road if it's a blank on the contract?
No, I mean, and the way they do it with this TBD, it's a shock at the end of the transaction for that, you know, that customer.
For the consumer.
Yeah, exactly.
$21,000 is what they just threw in here. So that's a 20% number. Hidden costs. A holding cost. Sorry about that. I guess I should be able to read, even though I've got the big screen. I don't know what that one means.
If I can chime in for a second, yeah. On that repair cost, so they hit them with it, and it's like they're already engaged at this point in time. You know, they're already headed down the aisle, and they do not disclose to that seller, like, that it's negotiable. And, you know, on a regular sale, you have that agent advocating for that. On an iBuyer, you don't have anyone advocating for that.
And that's the big issue that I'm looking at here, because one of the things that I'm a big, big proponent of is professional guidance. And I'm not even a fan of real estate agents that are on both sides of a transaction. Yeah, I mean, there are some agents that I know that are very, very ethical. But you don't know that going into the whole process. So who's being your advocate? Right here, they're just saying, here's a number. Here's your $21,000 bill. I don't know about you, but when I get a $21,000 bill, I want to be sure of what it's all about. I'm not going to just accept $21,000. I want a professional that's guiding us. The contracts have to be pretty much the same, don't they, Melinda?
Yes.
Right, because it's a California real estate contract.
Disclosures are disclosures in the state.
So bottom line here, this is just a startling number. Because we're really looking at a property that's pretty close to median home price. Using a professional real estate agent, it says $113,921 benefit by using the agent as opposed to going to that basic buyer program.
Yes, that's the importance of having an agent in your corner to negotiate for you and to work for you.
Big time. You got to have a professional team. That's the bottom line. If you want to meet either of the ladies, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with them if you're looking to buy or sell real estate. I know a real great real estate agent. I think her name's going down right along the bottom of the screen right there. So I highly recommend contacting Melinda Johnson, Freedom First Properties. And as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about them. And your account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.